Hey, Master. You know how you've been super amazing and taking care of me really well? I think we need to sit down and have an adult conversation. So, as you know, with wolf girls like myself, the full moon has a little bit of an effect on me. Increased biting and attraction to our masters. Nothing too serious. Well, obviously, I've been with you for a few months now. I've done really well to temporarily quarantine myself in my room whenever it comes around. And the reason I'm bringing this up is that for a few weeks now, I keep having a really strong want for you. In terms of wanting to show you affection and tender loving care, I'm not so sure what to do about it. I've held it together for a while, but I feel like I'm at a breaking point. Obviously, your praising and discipline do wonders for me. When you call me good girl, I kind of melt. Do you think for tonight maybe I could pamper you during the full moon? Just to let me do whatever I want to you. Are you sure? Thank you, Master. Well, I don't want you feeling too intense around me. Let me start with sitting on your lap. I can give you a massage like this, with my hands going over your shoulders and clothes. We can just take it slow. I don't want you thinking I'm intruding on your personal space. This is really therapeutic for me. To be really close to another body like this. I swear, you always smell so good. So strong. Must be my heightened senses when I'm like this. The full moon, I can always sense when it's coming. I knew it would be a strong one when I woke up today. I try to behave so well around you. It's nice feeling over your clothes like this. You think I'm acting differently, more affectionate. I did warn you before you took me in how I'm a bit problematic, right? Still upset taking that late night walk to clear your mind, and little old me came waddling up to you for food. You've got such a good heart. Right here. You're a good person. You're perfect for someone out there. You've never really spoken to me about love and affection. About previous relationships you've been in. You're kind of not secretive like that, but selective with how much you tell me. I only ask when it's a full moon. Look, I'm just being honest. It's something I'm curious about. What your experience is with girls. Is that too invasive to ask? I can be honest with you, Master, and say that I've never had a relationship before. I'm completely innocent and naive like that. Is that what you want, or do you prefer someone that knows what they're doing? I heard humans aren't quite like our males. You're more sensitive, but in a good way. Affectionate, that's what I would want. Do your muscles feel a bit better? You seem a little shy that I'm in your face like this. Like I said, you don't have to worry with me. Let me do some scritchy scratches for you. I love it when you do it to me so much, so what's a little favor in return between two very close friends? You like feeling my claws on your scalp? Don't worry, I can choose to make them nice and soft. I'll need to file them down again soon. I know cutting them is a lot faster, but I'm worried about catching the quick in my nails. I've never done it before, but it sounds scary and very painful. I would have to essentially grow it out and be in pain the whole time. No thanks. I'll stick to my handy-dandy nail filers. It feels nice, right? Maybe this attention can also be quite addictive. Sometimes all we need is someone giving us some quality time and care. I can do that for you if you like. More often, I mean. We could do it every time you have a bad day, you know. You don't have to pretend around me. I'm more than happy to care for you and de-stress you. You are already thoughtful and considerate towards me, so I think that it's only right that I show you the same. should even try something like this. boyfriend, I would need someone who is already close to me. Someone I know how to get along with. Someone that's good at keeping me in check. You're good at disciplining me, right? Also praising me when I need it. Rest your head on my chest. Do you hear my heartbeat? I'm really excited and nervous to be around you like this. So close to you, but the problem is, Master, I need more of you. Do you understand what I'm saying? I love you and I want to be yours. Do you think you could ever love someone like me? I know humans and interspecies relationship isn't strictly a no, but it is rare. It's just the way I feel tonight, being so close to you. I can't help but confess my feelings for you. I've been so attracted to you, I've even had to pull back. Didn't you not think it was strange I couldn't have a bath with you anymore? I don't think I would be able to hold back. I don't even mean it like that, but Master, you're everything I want and more. Please let me hear what I want to hear. That you love me. You mean it. Get over here, Master. Mm.